All right, for those of you joining us online, can you hear us at the council chamber? I'll take a thumbs up or yep, that'll work. I see it in the chat. All right, we will call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Here.
Bolt.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Steiger.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here.
And we have a full council with five members present. Do I have a single motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Oops.
In stereo, we'll go with Elaine with the motion and Steve with the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. I have 10 items. Are there any for separate consideration?
Motion to approve consent items 1%.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Steve had the second on that. To approve consent 1 through 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We have the consent agenda approved. Our next item is special event requests. We have one for the Kiwash Half Marathon. We have Terry here to answer any questions. Go ahead and come up if you'd like, Terry, and you can briefly introduce your event. And we have the information in the packet, and we'll see if we have any questions.
Terry Rexler from the Washington YMCA, and I am here to request some street closures for the Kiwash Half Marathon, which will be held Saturday, April 16th. This will be our ninth year for the event, and we are hoping for a crowd of at least 700 this year. So,
what was the number last year? Refresh.
650.
650. Well, I have a fond memory as last year was the first or the second year. Is it the first year that we did the start at the courthouse?
In second front? Year.
Second year. Mm-hmm. Well, very successful from my vantage point. Council, any questions or concerns?
Motion to approve a request for the Kiwash Half Marathon for April 16th, 2022.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for the motion. And we'll do Fran with the second. Thanks for coming to introduce it. I still should call for a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Sweet. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
Our next agenda item is presentation from the public before we go into our regular business. Sally, do we have anyone present that signed up to address council?
No.
Very well. I think we've got all of our department heads. Is there anyone online that would like to address council at this time?
Yeah, this is Mike Murphy. I'd like to address the council.
Yep, Mike, we can hear you here, and the floor is yours.
Hey, I just want to give you a heads up. Whoever's talking on the mic, you cannot hear the podium. They need to lean into the microphone a little easier.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll turn it up a little bit.
The reason why I want to address you folks is this. I know I'm going to keep bringing this up to you guys, that sewer plant road, the Buchanan Road, the family has an agreement in 1957 for that we allowed you folks to have easement. And we're told by the council that if you don't sign an agreement every 20 years, it's null and void. Which makes me think all these agreements that you guys are passing, if somebody's in the community is involved with them, they better be pretty aware that they have 20 years and they have to run back to the council and get a signature. And so my other thing is, maybe you guys don't understand why we are trying to keep our road. And that is, you guys are always talking about housing in Washington. And we plan on extending our subdivision. But if you put industrial sites, you take that road away from us, we have no access way for those houses. So basically, you're blocking us from any kind of future development for the city of Washington. And that is why we keep saying we want to keep our road. We don't want to give it away. And that's about all I have to say is I hope that the council can come together at some point in time and acknowledge that in 1957, the council people, just like yourself, made an agreement with somebody. It's a promise. We accepted the promise. And I hope that you folks that are, I'd like to think that when you guys promise something to somebody that you feel like it's going to be held up. And I sure hope that you folks would take another look at that and say, yes, we should honor the promise from the prior council folks. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. We covered the room. Is there anyone else online that would like to address council at this time? Seeing no indication, we will continue forward with this evening's business. The next item on the agenda is claims. Kelsey will join us at the podium for claims. I have turned that lectern mic up and I think it's all plugged in. So hopefully that will solve the problem. Is the button on?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I did not receive any questions ahead of time for claims. Are there any questions at this time?
Questions for Kelsey on the claims list.
Motion to approve the claims.
Second.
I have the motion from Millie and the second from Steve to approve this round of claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Right. We have four items of new business this evening. Looks like the first two are related. The first is discussion and consideration of change order number 5. And then next would be payout and taking the wellness park as complete. Change order number 5 is an add for $22,709.65. Council, any questions on this item?
So this is a
read-up. I think it's an add. That's what I read.
Decrease
was crossed out.
Mine be
increased.
Okay. Then, thank you for the correction. You're spot on. Thank you, Millie. You caught me? It is a deduct of $22,709.
I make a motion to accept change order number 5 for wrong ball. Project.
Second. I have the motion from Steve and the second from Fran then to approve change order number 5. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That is passed. Hopefully I'm just correct. I read the next item, payout number 11 and the resolution accepting it as complete. That payout number 11 is 53,505.05. And the total project is complete at just over $3 million. $3,072,390.43. And this resolution would be the final release of retainage for this project.
I make a motion to approve this resolution, approving payout number 11, and accept the wellness ballpark fields and Brooklyn project is complete.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion.
Second.
And Elaine for the second. Any discussion I've missed?
I'd just like to say this is well over budget.
Very well. Thank you, Steve. Any other discussion? A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll on that resolution.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that will be accepted as complete. I did receive a message to lean into the mic for it. I can see your mic is not on, Billy. So that's probably part of it.
How's that?
I think that's probably better. And is your red, your lights on? Okay,
yep.
For those joining online, that should help. Our next item is a resolution that would call for special election. As I've mentioned to council individually, this resolution would nullify the last meeting's intent for appointment. Of course, that appointment has to be published, and that appointment would take place on February 15th if you stay that course. For council's information, I put this on the agenda that way if council saw fit, they could pivot. I have received, since I'm kind of that neutral, mostly non-voting party, I've received communication in support of appointing one of the individuals. I've received communication in support of appointing the other individual, and ultimately I've received communication that has requested a special election and shared that they will have a petition and a special election will take place regardless. Mm-hmm. I know that Deanna and Sally have also received communication just this week, yesterday and today. Deanna, can you just kind of share some more context on what that was and how this would relate?
I received correspondence from two individuals that the petition is signed, they have enough signatures, and as soon as the publication has been in the paper, which will be Thursday, they will bring the petition in. So a special election will be held. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
If we wait for the papers, I think that delays the special election by basically 2 weeks. If council were to pass this resolution, it would speed up that special election process by at least 2 weeks. Is that correct?
The courthouse requires a 32-day notice for special elections. So the sooner they receive that notice, the sooner they can hold the election.
So into March.
As council knows, I did lobby for appointment for the number of reasons I thought appointment would be best. I've changed my mind on what I'm advising because the landscape changed. The desire for special election changed, the absence that we were going to face and like quorum issue, that also changed. For that reason, I put it on here, that way we could decide again. It's up to council tonight. If you want to pass this, it will speed up the special election process. If council wants to wait on the petition to be filed, that is still an option. I know that you all want to do what's best for the city of Washington, and sometimes we disagree on what that is. And I do hope that after we move on from this, we'll move on to the budget workshop and everything else and leave this behind. But that's where we're at. We have every reason to believe a special election will take place. It's just a matter of the timing.
My thing on a special election is, from what I'm seeing and hearing, the people that are posting the election or special election are not the people that even live in the ward. The person that has to run, that wants to run, is the one that has to be the one to get the petitions or the signatures and the rest of it. Not a bunch of people running around doing it for you. You have to do it yourself.
Can you speak to that, or do you have anything on that?
I popped my head.
The signatures have to be from the ward.
Yep.
The signatures have to be from Ward 1, which is where the vacancy
exists.
And the person that wants to run is the one that has to go to the courthouse to get the papers to file a petition. That's the way it was when I ran.
They could also get the documentation from the state website.
Yep. Okay.
They're online. Yeah.
Other discussion.
Motion to approve the resolution calling for a special election to fill the vacancy of Ward 1 councilor.
Second.
I have a motion from Isla, the second from Millie. Is there any other discussion that council would like to have before voting on this item?
It seems like, we were concerned about getting a person in that seat as soon as possible. And regardless, it looks like there's going to be an election. And why not get a head start on it and have a person, as soon as possible, rather than delaying it more.
Other discussion, if desired. As I've said out loud before, I'm uncomfortable appointing someone without a unanimous vote of council. I can't support that because I believe it's a disservice to whichever individual that would be if it's not a unanimous vote to appoint. That's not what we're discussing. That would be in 2 weeks. But without a unanimous vote on appointment, I cannot support it because it does a disservice, I think, to this group and to whichever individual that would be. That being said, this is the vote on whether the special election. Any discussion that would like to take place?
I'm just going to say that this last week, I've had a lot of discussions I've talked with a lot of different people, with a lot of different scenarios that they thought should happen. And I have been pressured, extremely pressured to vote in both directions. And I think as part of our freedom, we all have that right to vote as we feel should and shouldn't feel pressured into whether it's changing our vote or continuing our stance. So it's been a really long week for me in deciding what I wanted to do and how I wanted to vote. I just hope that in the future, there isn't that much pressure just for us, for those who disagree, to change their vote either way. I think we have a right to vote the way we want to. And if we want to leave it as is, you know, it's okay, because that's the country we live in. So other than that, I'm ready to vote.
And that's calling the question. Any other discussion? Sally, please call the roll on the resolution calling for a special election.
Moore?
Yes.
Seggers?
No.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
No.
On a vote of 3-2, this resolution passes. We can now seek special election with 32 days notice. As this resolution reads, it supersedes the resolution passed last week calling for appointment. Thank you, Council. We will continue forward in tonight's business, which is a repeat also. The next item is the discussion and consideration of a first reading amending the ward boundaries. Then we would need to have a roll call vote on suspending the rules and have a separate second and a separate third reading of this ordinance. Sally, would you please refresh us on why we're seeing this again?
So the map is not changing from what you approved already. There was specific wording that the state wanted in our ordinance that we did not have previously. We listed the precincts only as wards, and they required the word precinct to be in the ordinance. So we had to add that. And then there was one block that was not described properly in the ordinance, and we corrected that. I sent the state our updated version for them to check before it went to council again, and they have pre-approved it if you so approve it. So the map's not changing from what you've already approved.
Thank you, Sally. Any questions?
Motion to
first reading.
Approve the first reading of an ordinance amending the ward boundaries within the city of Washington.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. Steve with the second. Sally, please call that roll.
Spiders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. That first reading has passed. I need a motion to suspend the rules.
So motion we suspend the rules and voting for the second reading of this ordinance.
Steve, are you good if I give Fran that motion and Steve the second?
Yep.
That's a motion from Fran, a second from Steve to suspend the rules. Also roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Spiders?
Yes.
The rules are now suspended. I need separate motions for the second reading. Thank you, Fran.
Oh, second.
Okay, thank you, Millie. I took that as the motion from Fran and the second from Millie to approve the second reading of this ordinance. Sally?
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Spiders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And I need one more motion.
Motion to approve the third and final reading of this ordinance.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your third, final, yes, that. Steve, for the second on the third reading. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steggers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
And we can send that to the state and shouldn't see this again for 10 years.
All right.
The update to the agenda.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So What's just been passed out is a resolution that would set the public hearing for plan specs and form a contract for bids on the wastewater demolition. This would set the public hearing for
February 15th.
The only change is the date or the time that the bids were due. It was 11 on the previous resolution.
So bids should be due at 10 a.m. on the 8th.
Oh, okay.
And this would, we would set the public hearing for the 15th. Okay. Thank you, Kelsey. Council, questions?
I would make a motion that we approve this. Let's see, what are we?
Resolution.
Yeah, setting bid opening and public hearing for the old wastewater treatment plant demolition.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. Isla for the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Spiders?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
And that concludes our new business. As the agenda reads, we do have the department reports, and then we'll move into closing or right prior to adjournment doing our budget workshop. Chief, do you have anything for police?
An update, one of our Durangos is back in shop. Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have that back. So we're running 24/7 a couple of our units. Last night, we had the extension office present a question, persuade, refer, suicide crisis response training during our staff meeting, which was very good. It's nice to have the extension office here offer that to us. So that we took advantage of that. That was a good training. As you saw in the media, we did make arrests last week in our shooting investigation. Guys are busy with some other stuff going on, and we have our 2021 annual report ready for your next meeting.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin.
Nothing.
Deanna, do you have anything for us?
Yes. We met with a realtor who is working with a developer investor on some possible more affordable senior housing and possible some addition of LMI apartments. I should finish up my one-on-ones with council and department heads this week, and I plan to continue those monthly. Yes, Steve, I have you on my schedule. We met with representatives from PAWS, and we are updating our agreement that they will come before us February 15th. I have a meeting with the airport representative tomorrow, along with Kelsey. I attended a nuisance meeting last week, which was very eye-opening. had a meeting on Friday with the developer who is looking at apartments being constructed out of shipping containers. So we are looking at all the different areas, zoning, building codes, fire codes, anything that we possibly would need to cover to have those possibly be constructed here.
There was a very impressive mock-up. Yes. That would not exactly duplicate, but would, when it's time, we'll put council and the community at ease. Right. With the way that it can be multiple levels and have glass or different.
They won't look like shipping containers.
No. Thank you. Yes.
Don't you watch HGTV?
It's been amazing.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So for council, thanks for letting me interrupt.
Yep, that's fine. I plan on also scheduling some meetings with business owners and other key partners in the next couple of weeks. And then I was invited to speak at the Lions Club meeting that's going to be held next Tuesday night. So,
where did you receive that invitation?
At the post office. So that was interesting.
No, I think that's great. Thank you, Deanna. With that, we'll move into the workshop. We can still do it once around, but we can do that right at the end before adjournment, like we typically do. I did have a cheat sheet that I printed so I can begin and then kind of flip back and forth. Typically, council, what we've done in the past is have department heads utilize the narrative for what is specific to this year's budget. At the same time, we can go ahead and look at where the budget is in our budget book, where we can look at actual and changes. So the narrative is where each individual department head has their requests. And then the first six departments are all under the general revenue tab. Police is on page 6. Chief.
Thank you for this question.
I think the floor is yours. If you stay there, I think if Sally uses the mic like that, that'll be best. Yep, perfect.
Okay. And to summarize my narrative there for you, again, we appreciate the support from the community and you, our elected officials. I know it was mentioned during the first budget meeting, and it's on one of the slides there, the police are the largest expenditure of the general fund at 37%. In that token, it's also good to remember, we also probably have the most full-time staff, and we're one of the most, you know, publicly visible departments. Calendar year 2021 was one of our busiest, 5,256 calls for service. Marked increases in domestic violence, assault, no contact order violations, and drug offenses. There's more of those stats in the report. Including the entire department as we put our budget together. And knowing that the union negotiations are kind of on the opposite end of this this budget process, which isn't normal, we try to be, you know, fairly conservative in our asks for stuff. And, you know, our budget increases basically reflect increases in goods and services, you know, that we deal with every year. As for capital expenses, you know, we're following the vehicle replacement schedule that was approved last budget cycle by the council, requesting funds to include a trade-in of one of the 2019 Dodge Durangos, as well as the addition of a patrol unit. That additional unit will, you know, allow for some more efficient and hopefully cost-effective operations and eliminate some of the 24/7 usage that we currently experience. Any questions for me?
Please quit driving, buying Chryslers. We're having lots of problems with them.
The plan is to get the Fords.
Cool.
I would, looking at the itemized, I know we have seen a decrease in overtime wages, which was due to some effort, I believe, with not only scheduling, but the hiring of an additional officer should see additional deduction in that line item. Council will see a 2019-2020 actual of $76,941. And then our re-estimated and our 2022-23 proposed is $36,000. So there's a $40,000 difference between those two numbers. And that is nice to see.
It's very impressive.
There is increase in other numbers.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's okay. But that's a positive. And I think everyone's on the same. Awesome.
I'm good.
Council, any questions on, and I believe Kelsey also, as she did the budget this year and then showed it to others, budgeted for, there's a request for two vehicles, and I believe there's budgeting for one.
Right now, it's contingent on getting our assistance to firefighters grant for our air packs. We would have grant, or we would have GO fund, bond funds that would be available to cover that cost of that.
Of both or of the
one?
Of the one, okay.
It would be council's decision on replacement versus addition.
So there'll still be a decision to be made down the road, but that is how the proposed budget is. Council, any questions?
Nope.
The technology services expense that has gone up, like, is that
what number is that?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's 6419.
Okay, thank you. So we have a $29,000 dollar for technology service expense. Is that related to the changes proposed the last regarding cameras, body cams?
The camera storage is added to that.
Okay. What is less than that for the? Okay.
Nope, that's a great item to point out, because the ongoing storage, as you'll remember, is another $6,000 or $7,000 every year forever until it costs more than that.
And so the re-estimated column, that is what the estimate is for the end of this year. Okay.
Other questions in the police category?
No.
Thank you, Chief. And our next item, general revenue, is Chief DeLong. We have fire EMS. Those are on the next two pages, page 7 and 8. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
All right. I'm just here to answer any questions, but I will start one thing by saying in 2021, we had 663 calls for service. 464 of those were medical calls from July 9th through December 31st.
Oh, goodness.
464 medical calls for a volunteer group is a lot. So I did request some additional funding for temp wages this year, and that cannot be met, which is totally fine with me. But at some point, I will say that our responders are going to hit burnout, and something will need to be we continue our EMS service, which I think we all do. So.
Was your request to go from 10 to 11 when a call is made?
No, it was a request to put somebody on call overnight to assist our guys. So our responder, our full-time guy that currently works, doesn't have to go by himself.
Okay.
So I was requesting someone to pay, I think it was $10 an hour on call from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. So just one person year round.
So
just
something
to kind of ease myself into that. So
something to be looked at closer later.
And that's fine. I just
plant the seed and
move, because you know, like I said, 464, we're on pace for 900 calls, medical calls. So I was just looking for something to do, but like Kelsey said, we can look at charging for services if we want to, and I have already had a discussion with the ambulance on that. I just need to have time to sit down and talk. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Chief. Other than fairly normal stuff, with the thing we're kind of keeping an eye on most be the grants for the air packs?
Yes, we are waiting. That's currently submitted to FEMA. I'm just waiting to hear whether we get it or not. Our grant writer thought we had a pretty good chance. We're focusing on PPE, so just waiting to hear. Another thing you will see is our training is for physicals, $8,000 for physicals. They're done every 2 years for our responders. That includes the fit test for being able to wear a SCBA or an air pack.
Awesome. Council, questions in the category of fire EMS?
Good job. There's a lot of calls, man.
Yeah, they have a great group, and we continue to respond to everything.
Yesterday was a busy day.
Yep. We've had as many as 7 or 8 calls in one day. Fallen volunteer. So
yeah, that's a lot.
We continue to have response to every call.
Well, thank you, Chief. Thank you, Council. We will continue forward, and if you have any other questions, we'll direct them. Our next department is Development Services. That's under the redesign of the City Clerk's Office, so that is Sally. And that would be page 8 if you flip in General Services. Sally, what would you like to draw our attention to for your department?
The one thing that I'd really like to highlight is that in talking with Chief DeLong and with Deanna, we are moving toward having the firefighters who are on duty full time assisting with the rental inspections so that we can get that program back on track.
I've had several people comment in the positive about how great that will be. Thank you. Yeah. Council, questions for the Department of Development Services? Fairly straightforward, I believe.
Yep, I'm good.
I don't see any that I have. We'll continue forward. Carrie, with library is page 9 under general. And of course, the library is kind of a unique because there's also the foundation board and the library board, but welcome. Have you spoken to council in chamber before?
I have not.
Oh, well, welcome.
The first. Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity to finally do this. So our general fund revenues and expenditures, I think, as I said in the narrative, are holding pretty steady this year. Not much of a change, with the exception of salary increases. You know, despite the fact that you think libraries are all about books. They're really all about people. And I think that's one of the most important services that we provide in the library is friendly and knowledgeable and welcoming staff within our library. But it is all about, it is about the books too. And that's kind of what I focused on quite a bit in my study of, you know, where we need to be moving in the next year with our funding. And so in looking at our library materials budget and our library materials overall, in looking at Iowa library statistics, our library's in the lowest quartile in terms of spending on library materials and in terms of the size of the library's collection, which, you know, basically means that for size E libraries in Iowa with populations of 5,000 to 10,000, 75% of the libraries spend more, they invest more in their collection, and they have a larger collection than what we have here. And of course, you know, it's not really all about, oh, let's keep up with how much let's spend the money, let's have the stuff just to keep up with the numbers. It's basically about what people will then do with that stuff. And you know, kind of analyzing those statistics, communities that do spend more and have more have higher use of library materials, which hopefully then leads to the fact that you have a more literate and educated community with a higher quality of life, especially for probably our youngest residents and a lot of our oldest residents too. So investing more in our collection really leads to better outcomes, I think. So our collection development budget was reduced by $4,500 last year, because, you know, I totally understand tons of necessary budget reductions that had to be made. So I'm not necessarily requesting a return of that $4,500 to the budget. So the budget request does for the general fund include an addition of $2,000 in collection development funding. But what I want to look at making better use of is the gift funds that are on deposit with the city. I think the total that Kelsey gave me a couple of weeks ago was we have over $368,000 in gift funds on deposit with the city. Now that's in addition to an equal amount that the Library Foundation has as well. So this balance, from what I understand, has built up over years and years and years, and consists mostly of donations for residents. And, you know,
I hear that's like $750,000 or mm-hmm. 650
almost
when you add it together.
That's when you add the foundation funds with the city funds. Yes,
that's yeah. Wonderful.
It's a great problem to have. So, you know, what I would really like to see us do is direct more of that funding over the next decade or so towards collection and services that necessarily just kind of exceed the capacity of the general fund. And, you know, especially right now investing that in the collection. And then on the other hand, also encouraging donations to be made to the foundation rather than directly to the library. Because mm-hmm. those funds that are deposited with the library, we're earning very, very little interest on, whereas our foundation's donation account is getting a really good return on investment right now. We are professionally invested, so we're allowed to earn that good return. So we may see a downturn in donations over the next year directly to the library, but I think that's a good thing, that hopefully we'll see them go to the foundation instead.
Before I turn it over for questions, would you share with council and press the news you mentioned in today's department head meeting about the concert series?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we're looking at starting up our Thursday concert series again at noon. So we're out there. We've got actually a concert scheduled, a ukulele concert scheduled this Thursday that we're really excited about. And so we may not see concerts every single Thursday over the next couple months, but we've got a lot of the Thursdays taken care of, and we're out there searching for more musical talent to be able to help us out with that. So hopefully we'll see more people in the libraries on Thursdays at noon.
I think that's wonderful. Council, do you have any questions for Carrie Ann on the budget or library presentation?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
On your building maintenance, 6310. I personally think you're a little low. But I think we're going to have, I think there's things that we're, a building that size is going to start, and that age is going to start to catch us. At $9,000, it was $46,000 the year before and $14,000 the year before that. So I'm not saying, I think we need more is what I'm saying.
But the amount, now keep in mind that $46,000 that we're projecting for this year end was related to our gas, our glass incident. Okay. So the majority of that, in fact, I think actually all of that money was related to the glass incident. So I do agree with you that yes, as the building ages, we're going to have more costs related to that, but hopefully we're not gonna have a return of that $46,000.
Oh no,
And were a lot of those costs covered by insurance too?
Yes, they were.
So that was good. Okay.
Thank you, Steve. Millie, any other questions in the library department?
So I guess I was surprised that the gift fund, that is just like in a savings account somewhere, or?
Gift fund has a different rules for how they can have it. As Carrie Ann mentioned, it's professionally invested.
No.
The foundation stuff. The city's gift account, and I kind of have to defer to Kelsey.
So the gift account has different rules.
And I think right now is the best place for it. We can't do any really crazy things with our city money. CDs and interest-bearing accounts is about all we can do for the gift.
Okay. So, all right.
Higher reward is higher risk, and that is a restriction that the city accounts.
Okay. Well, I think it's a good idea then to use it and to expand the collection. I think that seems very wise.
Excellent. Thank you, Millie. Anything else? Perfect. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Our next general revenue department is Parks and Pool. Nick Pesh, there you are. I think, yes.
Oh.
So that would be page 10 and page 11, our Parks and Pool. And then there's, of course, the narrative. I think there's some. Go ahead, Nick.
Where would you like me to start? You want me to go through line items?
I think we do line items if council has questions. I would do your narrative or anything you'd like to draw our attention to.
I think line items are pretty similar from previous years. It looks like grounds maintenance got lowered a couple $1,000. Buildings stayed the same. It's like some repair. Repair added $1,000 since we've been way over in previous years. Municipal band, rec services, all that stuff stayed pretty much the same. Went up a little bit in supplies. Pool wise maintenance and buildings at $12,000 this year. Like I put in my narrative is for the floor, to redo the floor. Hopefully we can get to that this spring. Other than that, I do have a lot in my narrative. If you want me to go through it all, or if you just want to shoot questions. Drinking fountains, we need 4 of them. I applied for the most expensive one. I'm hoping to, or I already applied for a Delta Dental grant for that. So that's a bottle fill, dog one, and drinking fountain for the new pavilion area up at the wellness park.
Awesome.
And the other ones, hopefully we can work into our budget. Storage wellness park, as you see the narrative, we've been discussing that. There's a definite storage need. The concession stand storage area just isn't big enough for all the entities that use it. So So we'd like to get a very nice professionally built one up there. As you can see, proposing that the four partner entities put $2,500 towards that. And then that would get us that building, which would help alleviate a lot of congestion problems, keep the current building in better shape, stuff like that. So we do have 25, I think.
Does he have something?
There's user fee money in there from the Y of upwards of $2,500, I believe, that we use for that. Electrical for the soccer fields at the wellness park. So I did actually just receive a call today from Alliant with some costs associated with that. They're about $3,100 for Alliant to get their portion over to where we suggest putting it. And then there would be some additional costs from Ace Electric to take it from where Alliant ends, put a meter base, and then take it around to the side for scoreboard and other electrical stuff. So I don't have an estimate for that yet. I'm waiting on Ace. Shade structures, again, another wish list for everybody at the Wallace Park. Farming at the Wallace Park, proposing to put that all into prairie grass, 16 acres. Had good conversations with Zach at County Conservation. Very willing to help us out with that, with suggestions on the variety of seed all the way to helping out planting of that. So. And that's proposed by a seed with the farm income that comes off of that in the past years, which would be about a zero cost.
So. I don't know why that is exciting, but it's been exciting since you mentioned it as an idea. I think that's great.
Yeah.
And probably because it's a win in many ways.
Yep.
For the mowing, for the native grasses, for the, yep. It just seems like a really easy win.
Bees, butterflies. Oh, sure. Looks everything. All yeah. That. So first couple of years is a little bit of maintenance with mowing, and then it's burning after that. So once it gets established, looks great. We'll mow past through it, kind of like a Upper Sesqua. I think it'd be great. Park board's on really on board with that. So
awesome.
We can get that done. 23 budget items. So I think we've shifted a little bit on the EDA grant for the lighting at the Wellness Park, but I think we've shifted to a different grant. So we're gonna keep moving forward on that. Hopefully that's that will be done by spring playtime up there. That's already funded through Rotary and David Collins Memorial, so that's exciting. There'll be just a little bit of costs in there from the city. The city's already pledged $2,000, and there'll be a little bit of electrical costs in there because electric wasn't factored into the bid. But we definitely want to have some lights and some plugs in there, so we've got that. Pavilion and Sandball. Propose that we try to save some money for that and hopefully look for some donations and try to build that in-house. It'd be a little simpler than the one over at Madison Park, but it'd be great to have some shade structure over there. And
would it be paved or would you mow up under?
We put concrete down. It just wouldn't have a metal ceiling. We'd leave trusses open and wouldn't have gable ends. We'd do like a hip roof.
Okay, gotcha.
So a little bit.
Easier, which would be great. Less I did volleyball work. As a sub just once, and it was warm.
Yep. Yeah. There's
nothing.
Not much.
And there was no water. There's yep. not. I mean, it was yep. just. It's part of having the park be so new.
Yep. And work with MC about potentially getting water over there. That's the main's not that far away, and we can get water over there pretty easily for a farm hydrant drinking fountain kind of thing. Pool water filters. You know, I know there was some discussion on that last council meeting. We're looking at, you know, rough estimates of $80,000 to replace those. You know, the current ones are original, 21 years old, going on year 22. We had one break. There's three of them. So we've been lucky to get by with the current two. They'd get a special exemption from the state to run on those two and still meet our filter requirements. So like to somehow try to set aside some money for that for 2 years and or longer, whatever it takes, you know, but we definitely need to plan for that. Still working on the pool. Council already approved the removal of the current caulking and recaulking and routing those cracks. So we're going to do that in the spring. And we're going to do some in-house work around the main drain to where we also think that there may be some leakage there. So we'll do that in-house and see if we can get that leak stopped. Again, I put it in there for the partner shop. Eventually, that's an item that we'll need to address. You know, the current shop is very small. We've had a lot added to our plates and for maintenance and acres and area. And we've got equipment that is scattered across town. It's a little inefficient to go get, and we're leaving nice trucks and tractors outside and things like that. Mm-hmm. So something that we'd like to plan for sooner rather than later, hopefully. Another soccer concession stand, restrooms built out there at the Wellness Park. Like we've talked before, if there's no baseball, softball games up there in the evening, we lock the gates up there to prevent vandalism and other stuff. And so if the public's up there using a future playset, soccer field, sand volleyball, trailhead, there's not really any restrooms available. So that's another item that we would like to look at sooner rather than later. If you guys remember in the first plans for the Wellness Park, there was plans for two restrooms. Mm-hmm. Obviously, budgetary concerns, that second restroom got cut. So, and with high school soccer moving up there, sure, we can get by with the current concession stand. It's quite a long ways though for soccer fans to go up to that. So eventually we'd like to get another restroom up there. The Wellness Park playset. Again, we've talked to you about that before. We've got a lot of momentum with some of the groups in town, the service clubs. So we'd like to, if we could, set aside some money for that, for some seed money, do some fundraising, apply for some grants for that. I know I've talked with Kelsey, Sally, and Deanna, and Jaron, and Council too. You know, the Riverboat money is a little bit higher than expected. So if there's any extras there, I'd love to put some of that aside for the playset. I think that'd be a home run for the Riverboat money, and then to get that ball rolling. The zero turn mower, last year we tried to get a mower replaced. That did not happen. So this year we had to put a new engine in a mower. So we'd like to at least, so now that we've got the new engine and an old mower, keep that for one more year. And then replace our other mower that's got 3,000 plus hours on it. And just to keep ahead, I like to get on like every other year cycle. If we keep them, you know, around that 1,000 hour mark, we have some trade-in value to where if we run them to 3,000 hours, there's not much trade-in value with the, you know, the nice government discounts that like John Deere gives. If we trade them off at 1,000 hours, then we've got some good trade-in value there. And so then the purchase price isn't as sticker shock is high.
Sure.
So
I think the wish list is long, and mm-hmm. I think that's great because the return on investment with these things is the quality of life
mm-hmm.
for our citizens. And I know we're plugging away in multiple areas. Some are delayed, some are now. Council, I'll turn it over to questions. Or I know the mower is budgeted for, I believe. Other things mm-hmm. we're setting aside money for. The sand filters, I think, might be a point of discussion a little bit later. Again, we'll see either way. I think we budgeted $40,000 for setting aside for the sand filters. Is that correct? We did not this year. Okay. So that's still a concern.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I just wanted to get everything out there in front of you. You know what?
Hey, your narrative's good. It's the longer one.
Yeah.
Fine. Council, what questions do you have?
So most of these items are a future wish list, or this year if there's funds available, or like?
Yeah, some of those first items like career grass seeding, mm-hmm. You know, like I suppose we'll probably come to you with a more firm number on price. And then again, like to offset that with the farm mm-hmm. income. I think there's a separate farm account that's mm-hmm. squirreled away in. So mm-hmm. again, that would be kind of a net zero. We'd have to adjust the budget, obviously amend it for expending $6,000. Mm-hmm. That wasn't planned for, but then we've also got that 6,000 farm income.
Money is there, just in a different.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And they're all good ideas.
You know, the storage shed at the Wellness Park, that's a $2,500 expenditure
mm-hmm.
on the city's part. If we decide to move forward with that, it's not planned for this budget year, so we could amend the budget. But again, we do have some money from the per player fee that the Y pays, WABC mm-hmm. or WBC pays, and the Wausau. Those user groups pay a $10 per fee, so there's a little seed money there too.
Kelsey, what is that line item for the fee that's paid in from the Wellness Park? So that's not somewhere here in the Parks and the Pool Fund that I see.
No, I think it's Is that sort of like the Wellness Park Capital Fund right now?
Okay. The budget for the soccer fields, again, I just got that quote back. So I'd like to, you know, talk to the schools and see if we can split some costs for that, since, you know, the school, we're going to do high school soccer up there. So we'll have that conversation and see where it goes and then come back to you for official approval.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Because I don't think we're looking for any official motions or approval at this time. It's more of that workshop discussion.
It's a little bit of a broad update on wish list and everything, you know.
Thanks for that. Yeah. Steve, did you have a question for Nate?
Yeah. Wish list. Where are we at on the far soccer fields?
North soccer fields.
Yeah. Where are we at on putting water and bathrooms in there? That's something that needs, personally, in my opinion, there's a lot of things on the wish list. That's something that needs to be done like ASAP. We have people, we look pretty darn bad as a community when our kids are peeing in the cornfield or going and using to try something else. I'm sorry. It looks bad and it's not the way we should be.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, that's a definite need. There's a lot of activity still up there. Even in the new fields, there's still going to be a lot of activity. There's practices. Obviously, we're trying to keep the one soccer field.
So right now it's porta potties, and no water.
Oh, there's a drinking fountain. Yeah.
Drinking fountain water
fill that went online last year. Yeah.
There is water, but no restroom facilities other than porta potties.
Correct.
Did we do a planning, however, of Arborvita all along one? Did we do a windbreak this
there's couple years ago? 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, there's 47 pines along that west side. Which
will be awesome when they grow. It's not that's still peeing in the cornfield.
That's right.
But inevitably, either they get pushed over, blown over, the cans do. There, you can go up there at any given time, and they're either tipped over or blown over.
That's not great.
No, it is embarrassing, and the field itself is embarrassing when we have seven different towns come in, and kind of the running joke that every time they come to Washington, it's rain and they're sledding through the puddles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there has anything been thought about what we can do to mitigate that problem on those north soccer fields.
There's tiling that we could maybe do. It's tough to control the rain. There's, the rains in the spring cause the mud, and then you only get two chances a year to get seed to grow with no irrigation up there. So, and those are the two times a year that soccer plays on it. So that's tough.
It's tough, but I think it's something that we really need to look into, because a very large part of our population spends a lot of time out there, up there. And I think they deserve a little better than what we've given them.
No, they deserve a lot better than what we've given them.
I agree.
Yeah,
we've got a $3 million wellness park sitting out there. We ought to be able to fix that out there.
Yeah, because those kids, they're running, they're sliding. Somebody's going to get hurt. And I would like some ideas on what we could do to make that better for those kids. And these kids start, you know, whether they start at 4 all the way up till they're ready for high school. And they work hard out there.
Yep.
And I think they deserve maybe a plan to make that better.
At least the plan.
Yeah.
For council's information, I agree. And as mentioned before, the return on investment with these dollars is the quality of life in our community.
Absolutely.
I'll be the pragmatist, however. Parks get the short end of the stick, because while they have a general fund, they're at $390,000, their revenues are $450. The $50 rental for the pavilion.
$25.
So the extent of revenues for the entire parks department is the $25 rental of the pavilion for a total revenue of $450. Yeah. Nick, it's just a challenge, because
there's not
revenue in this city department.
Right.
But that's the return on investment is quality of life.
Well, I look at, more than
I just have to point it out.
Just more than quality of life. We get teams from Oskaloosa, Mount Pleasant, Ottumwa, Centerville, and they come in, they swarm in here on a Saturday to play soccer. And I'm constantly hearing, oh, let's go get something to eat. Oh, yeah, and let's check out the stores while we're here. It's a huge economic boost for us as a town.
Excellent point.
And I think, and I don't know the balance, but so many of our Hispanic population, that's their sport from wherever they have grown up with, and they need to have that opportunity to play on the good field.
Yep. Well, I'll refresh council on the presentation we had for the play structure at the Wellness Park, and that dollar asked would fit into some of our ARPA funds. So we do have remaining ARPA funds, of which some could help here. That's where I think we have a little bit of movement
for our funds could help for that playset or restrooms.
For the I was speaking to the playset, but in general, they're
could it
just in general, just yeah. An overall statement
if we can get
of where council restrooms. Does have some ability to maneuver that I don't think Kelsey and our budget had as much maneuvering to be done.
Yeah,
ARPA still does.
If there's some way that a restroom facility for those North soccer fields could fit in our ARPA funds.
I think that would be
great. Fine. There's
water up there. Water would be too hard to get. Sewer would be a challenge. It's a flat area town. There's a private lift station close by. I don't know if we can get to there. That would be a challenge. But that would be obviously getting the sewer there. It would be definitely ARPA funds.
I appreciate your drive. You remind me of like one of those animals that like search for an acorn.
Yeah.
Like
hey, I agree. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I love the restrooms and sessions up there. 100%. So I'll go out and get bids and I'll bring it back.
Yeah.
And I'll get bids for irrigation because I think that could help us out of the field. That would give us longer to get the grass back.
And if we could have a plan of, even if it's in 4 years, on the plan, at least we have a direction going for these soccer fields because the soccer is not going away in this town.
Yeah.
And these kids, they love it. And they're not baseball players, but they're soccer players and they're proud of it.
Mm-hmm. I figure we just paid $3 million off for four ball diamonds, a soccer field, and a concession stand. We ought to be able to dig the money up somewhere, bathrooms out there.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Elaine. Points. Well made.
Not picking on you.
On record, I totally agree with everything you're saying. I'd love to get those north fields in a little better shape. I mean, I'm not trying to dodge it. There's only so much you can do when you don't have it irrigated and it gets beat up in the spring and the fall, and those are your seating windows.
Is there any other discussion from council?
I'd love to. Yep.
I think, Kelsey, did you have?
I just wanted to add that we are continuing to watch how the ARPA rules change, and it's getting more lenient as we go. So it is a possibility that maybe we could do something with that, but we're just continuing to watch.
Numbers. We need numbers.
Yeah, sure. I can get it. Yeah.
All right. So we have marching orders. I'm going to continue forward.
Yep.
However,
okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Nick.
Any other questions, Rather? On those sandpaper things, are those sort of rare? Is there a lot of, how many companies? Is that not many companies that do those things? Is that why they're so expensive? Besides what they are, but sandfilters. Yeah.
Right, they're specialty items. They're pool, so basically anything with the pool is pretty darn expensive. There will be competing bids. There will be at least two: ACO and Carrico, for sure. And I'll look for another one. Those are the two we currently use. So it'll be competing bids. There was kind of a wide range of verbal
estimates
on that. We erred on saying 80,000. Hopefully we can come in a little under that, but somewhere the other bid was significantly higher. So hopefully, or the other verbal bid. So yeah, they're specialty items. There's not that many companies that make them because they had to be custom built to our size of pool. They had to be engineers. So we'd had to pay a little bit of engineering fee to a company. And then it has to those engineering documents had to go to the State Department of Health. They had to approve them. And then they go out for bid, which is good. You want to bid apples to apples. So you want those two companies bidding the same. Because they may get, one company may sell from Acme and one from that. So you want to make sure you're getting the same filter quality and everything. So that's why you want to get the engineer involved.
So basically just two companies.
There's others.
Okay.
But we will get bids hopefully from the two we currently use, and then we'll look for others. Yeah.
That'd be good.
We'll put it out for bid.
It'd be nice to whittle it down a little bit.
If we yep.
Could. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Isla. Have I missed anything else? All right. Thank you, Nick. And our next general revenue department, also with Nick, equally exciting, cemetery. And I have that also on page 11. Okay, yep, that one. Welcome.
Good evening. In my narrative, we didn't change a lot. There were some small changes. Vehicle operations to reflect the recent rise in fuel and oil prices. Vehicle repairs due to price increases in parts and lack of availability. Aftermarket parts, we've had to buy more OEM parts, which everybody knows has cost more. Contractual services, the increase there was for the yearly web maintenance and web hosting expenses with the burial online burial search. We are going to, I kept building maintenance the same. We'd like the garage that we moved from the Jones property, like the roof and replace the siding this year. I increased overtime wages. If you look at that line item, we were over budget on overtime before snow removal started this year.
Okay.
So change that hopefully to make that a more accurate number. Everything else pretty much is the same.
And then I appreciate you have larger items and small. You have the trash water pump for an equipment purchase, and then also include the small equipment, handheld leaf blower, string trimmer, concrete repair, dead tree, shrubs. Yep, you're pretty down the middle. Anything else you want to draw our attention to?
Future needs, but are not in this budget. Our tent top for our tent, the fabric is beginning to wear out. I've had it repaired several times. It's about 15 years old. Normally they last between 15 and 20 years. And that's not a cheap piece of fabric. Mm-hmm. So we need to think about that. Also, we need to think about when Buchanan is done. There will probably be some people that want to talk about expansion. I mean, mm-hmm. I've already got a lot of people that have asked, when's it going to happen?
They want to die in the new spot?
They want spaces out there.
Sorry. I hope you're not. And I should just, I get out for an hour and 10 minutes and I get a little punchy.
But that's
great.
To think about. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Some of it will be sooner future needs and some of it will be slightly later future needs, but good to be aware of. Council, other questions?
Just curious, do you have a backup yet?
Backup within the MC department currently? Still working on it. And that was a meeting I was part of too, and we had some good ideas, and I think some of those are still waiting to come to fruition. Good question. Other cemetery sexton department questions?
I will say a good job with the online. That has been very good.
As mentioned, great press.
You're all, for reference, I was able to contact Find a Grave, which I don't know how many of you have done genealogy.
Yeah.
They were gracious enough to put a link on each of the cemeteries, Elm Grove and Woodlawn's. Sites on there to the city page.
Cool. That's awesome.
So when people go there, they can click on that link and go straight to our search.
That's awesome. I use that a lot. It's a great site. Very good.
I see thumbs up. Yeah. Thank you for that. If I haven't missed anything.
Nope.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Good job.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll move out of general revenue into next departments, which we have to kind of switch back and forth between multiple pages. JJ, I believe you're up. JJ has three. He has road use, which is under special revenue, water distribution, which is under enterprise fund, and then sewer collection, which is also under the enterprise fund. I think we do the same thing where we, if you do any highlights from your narrative, and then we can glance at the other funds accordingly to see if there's any questions that we have.
Everybody. The three departments, there's a few line items that have increased a little bit. I'll go into them in a little bit. Kelsey's taking about three or four and trimming just a little bit, which is no problem. But if you want to start road use first, not much really going on there. A few line items that have been increased. We actually added a line item too for uniforms, 6181, I believe it is.
Okay.
And, let's see here. We have operations. We have a lot of equipment in road use. Any trucks out there, you see the 103, 105, those are all road use.
Is there a vehicle repair that goes up from 2,000 to 37,000? Am I misreading something?
You're must be, yeah,
that's
should be
my bad.
60.
I want to put something in the wrong thing.
Which one is that?
Should be 6331. Vehicle operations.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yep, we've got just something inverted between operations and repair. Hey, I caught something.
The bottom line's the same.
That's good.
Well, okay, perfect. So just a miss. Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
So anything else in road use you wanted to draw our attention to? And then we'll switch to a water distribution.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really sticks out to me. I mean, we got a few things here. Nothing's over like 500 or 1,000.
Yep, perfect.
A few on line items that way.
And then the other two would be under enterprise, water distribution, and sewage collection. And go ahead, Millie, with your question.
I did have a question about street lighting at last meeting or...
Street lighting is Kyle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So we'll save that one.
Good job.
Be prepared.
Yes, let's see. Oh, yeah. Road use was...
Yep. So JJ is road use, water distribution, and sewer collection. The other two are under the enterprise fund. Anything you want to draw our attention to in the enterprise fund, JJ? Yeah, I don't see any.
There's been a couple of deductions. One deduction, we did get the water distribution operation supplies in 6507.
Uh-huh.
Raised that 5,000 because of the price increase of materials, water main.
Yep.
Water, valves, and et cetera on that. Stages of supplies actually went down, I think, 500. Another item, light item, building maintenance, we went down, which is 6310, we went down 2,500 and 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. And sewer collection, I think contractual services has gone up a little, but other than that, most things are, and operating supplies also have gone up a little bit there. Maybe I'm jumping ahead too fast. Sorry.
No, you're fine with me anyway.
And then the big line item is the heavy equipment for the tonner truck.
New tonner truck.
Where's
That is under sewer collection, which is where Kelsey was able to fund the tonner truck. That's been a discussion of an ongoing need, and that's an ongoing need, and that's what was requested, and that item is budgeted for.
They really requested two, but the other one would have to come out of water, and we don't have any very deep. There wasn't any wiggle room in water to come up this year, but they're able to repair one of them that they still have, and then a new one, and hopefully be able to function and open.
Okay. With the one that's out of service right now,
mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to
Nick Patient for the parks to possibly get that fixed, and they could use that to haul water around. Possibly, it's a possibility. We're waiting on prices. Zach can estimate maybe $8,000 to get it fixed, get a new engine, and he sent up to Jasper's to get a request on that price. And if that's something we want to do, we can. We don't have to, but otherwise, we just try to keep this other truck running, and maybe steal parts from the other truck to keep it running. And because the one truck went down during as soon as lease back season started, and so we had one truck which we made it through, had no problems with the back, very minor problems anyway, and didn't slow us down, but maybe a half a day, I think, on one occasion. And you know, with the leaf vac, you know, you guys be the first people to hear about it running out there, back in the leaves. But so this other newer truck would actually help out with that scenario, as well as coal mixing and
right.
So,
and as you said, you asked for two, but we're given one. I think what council should take away, as we've seen in every narrative so far, department heads work with city administrator or finance director in this case to do the budget. Multiple requests came from those narratives and from those meetings, and almost in every department and every category, not all of those requests were granted. I'm seeing about half of those requests, one instead of two. Same with vehicles, same with a lot of stuff in parks. There's not a lot of wiggle room. And of all of the requests made, some have been granted, some have not been. And this is where it comes to council for the direction, which we've been giving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think good work. Steve.
The new truck, the Tundra that we're gonna get, are we putting a stainless steel box on it, or aluminum box, or whatever we did?
Probably aluminum.
Okay.
We're gonna actually put that on in house too. We'll get the chassis. We're gonna get a gas truck this time instead of diesel. We've had a lot of problems with them diesel Tundras. It just, quite frankly, junk.
Well, I just did. You had said we had talked about it and just and budgeted before for different types of beds. So I just wanted to make sure we got one right off the bat. So.
Yep. And these beds actually were replaced, if you remember right, about five years ago. The beds were, because they were rotten apart.
Yep.
There's material out the sides of the bottom. But these are 5 years old. We didn't get stainless like we talked about twice here. Plus, we thought, you know, put the steel beds on them, we wouldn't be able to steel boxes. We wouldn't have them as long, you know. So,
that's it. Thank you.
Other questions for JJ? Did I cut you off? Is there anything else you want to draw our attention to?
I want to bring up the capital equipment program. And I know, you know, I think we discussed it, Deanna and I discussed it on a one-on-one just a little bit, but that's something that would be nice to get going here in the next year or two to get some funds started.
Well, if you stick around, that's also on the list for at the end of our meeting. That's a great to bring up.
Because we've gotten a lot of dump trucks here in the past 5 years, and they were newer, but they were still used, you know, I'm talking 8-10 years old, and it's just time to get our last brand new dump truck we had was an 07, I believe, or something used, you know, but they've gotten us by, obviously, you know, spending anywhere from 25,000 to 60,000 versus 140,000. So we put some money into some of the trucks too, obviously.
No.
That's about all I had. I mean, unless you guys got any questions about anything you guys would have got with my summary or
what we just looked through with the three categories. Council, questions for JJ? Are there any?
Comment.
Brent.
I like your update you sent us, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
You got a water main break.
Yeah.
And the back was down. I appreciate that, because I know people ask me, well, I haven't seen the bank in 2 days. Well, yes.
That way you can answer the question.
And I know why. It
saves me a phone call.
It's easier to answer those questions, that information. I appreciate that.
Thank you for that. Also, any other questions, comments? All right. Thank you, JJ.
You bet.
Kyle, you are up next. There are two categories for Kyle. Street lighting, as you just brought up, under special revenue. And then water plant, which is under enterprise funds. So special revenue, why don't we go ahead and just start with that? The street lighting you have.
That's really the only thing to talk about. Honestly, the water budget didn't have much wiggle room. So my wish list is going to get pushed back, which isn't a big list, but there's just some things. We'll start with street lighting. My line there is already 25,000, which we'd raised last year. But with that amount, if I were to do an upgrade, if I would have done an upgrade this year, it would have left me no money for street lighting. So therefore I wouldn't be able to do any repairs on anything else.
Uh-huh.
So what I need is $30,000 to do an intersection a year. And then I need another additional 10,000 for repairs for the other intersections when something goes wrong. Basically we're working on a loop system where there's wired loops in the ground, which is outdated. And if you guys notice Walmart, it's our only camera. It's our only camera light that we have in the whole city. Knock on wood, but I've worked here 12 years and I've never dealt with Walmart traffic lights at all. I mean, it might go out because we because we lose power or something.
The permissive yellow was an ad, but that's no other issues. Yeah.
But as far as camera loops, every other intersection we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on dealing with traffic loops. Just because our roads get eaten up, they get salt dropped on them.
Well, and that's, in my opinion, with the new technology, to repair the outdated system is throwing good money after bad. Mm-hmm. And that is not a wise way to spend taxpayer dollars in the big picture. Your proposal, I appreciate, is a step at a time.
Yep.
Not every intersection all at once, but one a year is what Kyle has proposed. And that's what Kelsey and Deanna collectively have budgeted for. Correct?
Yep. So that line was at 25,000 and I'd like for it to go up to 40. It's going to be 25 to 30,000 per intersection. And then that will leave me additional 10,000 for other intersections that are going to need repairs and whatnot. If you go to most major cities, I mean, basically anywhere that has traffic lights, almost everybody is using the camera system. The traffic loops are really outdated by a long time. So, I mean, it's just something that really needs to get done. Other than that,
you're pretty much the same, I think.
Yeah, I think everything else, my water budget has stayed the same. Believe it or not, the water plant's been up for 3.5 years now. So we're getting to that age where we are going to have to start doing, some preventive, eventually we're going to have to pay for experts to come in and do autopsies on our filters and do inspections.
They call them autopsies?
Yeah. They actually take part of the filter out and run it under microscopes and actually really dig into it.
Interesting. So, I guess for council's information, the one other change would be operation supplies went from 65 to 70 because there's an increase in chemical costs, I believe. But we haven't quite hit that full chemical budgeted item. Is that correct?
What line is that?
Your line item was 6507, operation supplies.
General supplies, office.
I saw that had a $5,000 ad for wiggle room on the cost of chemical.
I guess I'm not seeing that either.
Is that underwater?
Are you sure that's not?
Water utility, water plant?
This is my 6507 is from 1,000 to 1,000.
Oh, I'm underwater distribution instead of water.
Yeah, I mean, really every single line I have is the exact same except for a few things with insurance and taxes and stuff.
Nope, that's my mistake. I misread. Sorry. That's what JJ just described earlier that changed by $5,000 for the increase in supplies for water mains and such and across my wires.
My one-on-one meeting with Deanna is on Thursday. So we haven't had a chance to really talk about my department. But one thing that needs to get brought up, and I'm not sure how Brent handled these situations in the past, but if I have anything happen to any of my wells, there goes my budget. Like if we have a well go bad, then there goes my 60,000 operational equipment repair. It's going to be at least 60,000 to put a new pump and motor in a well. So then if that happens July 17th, I don't have any budget for the rest of the year. So I don't know where that emergency money would come from or what we would do with that. But, these pump and motors last about 7 years and I have 3 of them. So if you think about it, in a 10-year time, that's going to happen to me 3 or 4 times.
Well, on the one hand, I know that we need to think ahead and have contingencies. But on the other, as I've mentioned to many, we don't need to spend too much time pre-suffering.
Okay.
It's good to be aware, but
that's
good to know.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's all I have.
Oh, sorry, I get all. If I lived in that world, I would just never sleep and just be in the field position.
Any questions?
I did have a comment made last week when we were talking about the East Adams Street. People were saying how it's so dark down there by the water tower, and that I guess I really haven't gone there to look to see how many street lights are down there.
A lot of complaints about those lights being too bright. But
well, the ones shining on the tower.
On the water tower, street lights on Adams. Well, before our time, some were taken out.
No. So the only street lights the city deals with are the square and a block off the square in all directions. And then, I mean, those are really the only street lights the city's. We only have the Cobra Heads.
So Alliant owns the lights.
Now there's a side lighting inside the gate where the water tower is. That's our light. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that light's
up our side. But street lights belong to Alliant.
Yep.
Oh.
Anything on a wood pole is Alliant's. The only street lights we have that are not off the square are ones that are directly on any of our traffic lights. So if there's a street light on top of one of our traffic lights, that would be our street light.
So if we feel there's a need for additional, we have to go to them.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I guess I don't know how you go about that. If the city's the one requesting it, if they would say, no, we've done our job. If you guys want to put it in, it's yours. I don't know how that works.
I don't know off the top of my head either, but I know that could be looked into, and it's not for right this. But yeah, maybe more information for that to come.
We put them in, like out at the business park and different places. Requested from Alliant. We do a resolution.
And then Alliant will do it for the city. And it's Alliant's. So
they'll do it. We pay for them.
Okay.
There's money involved.
Yeah. We had to go through this on the Wells Park on North 80 to do a street. So we decided to go with Alliant. So we pay a $14 fee per month for each of those poles out there instead of going private where we pay for the cost of the pole and all the maintenance. So now, if one of those poles like that North 80 goes out, the lights go out, it's all Alliant. So I would assume you do something like that on Adams to where you call a line. Engineer it to put X number of lights on there. And there would be no upfront cost to the city. It would be a per month fee for each light on there.
And that conversation could take place as that project gets underway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we are in charge of the decorative lights, like on the boulevard and around the square and whatnot.
The what?
The decorative lights that are around the square.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
That's right, Millie. Mm-hmm. I think, Council, we do need to look, especially with developing some of the out lane areas, mm-hmm. about maybe the need to put in some more lights because mm-hmm. there are some.
It was brought to our attention specifically on Adams.
Right.
Yes. But there's some mm-hmm. other dark holes out there, too, mm-hmm. that we might need.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Council. Jason, you're next. Jason also has two. The one is animal control, which is under general. It is a blip on the radar in the grand scheme of things. And then he's under sewer, which is under enterprise, page 4. And hey.
So as far as the animal control side, that's just basically supplies, dog food. That's one of the things you need throughout the year. It all stays the same. And then you go down through my narrative for the wastewater plant. It is relatively the same, a couple ups and downs, small telecommunications down 500, office supplies and postage up a little. But the main increase would be the vehicles for a tractor. We would trade our current tractor in on it'd be like series bigger.
It's actually page 3 under sewer plant, and that's line 6599.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, other than that, the report or the budget, all the lines pretty much stay the same other than that.
It's not under.
I'll show you.
Page 4. It's not under enterprise. That's what it says here.
Sorry, Jason, about that. And there,
thank you.
So that's the go ahead. And
I'm pretty much open to questions now. I mean, it's relatively the same, other than the vehicle purchase for the tractor.
the trade-in and the purchase of a new tractor.
Which I think we talked about the pros and cons before. That was in your narrative about the safety, efficiency, additional mowing. Yeah. So awesome. Council, are there questions for Jason from any of its departments? Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Council, we close out the budget workshop with Kelsey, Financial Administration, which is under general. And then as requested, I believe we'll have some information on what movement in the levy could look like for this year and the three ways that could be addressed. With that, I'll turn it over to Kelsey for Financial Administration.
Sure. Okay. So for financial admin, the biggest change that we see is the increase in general insurance. This last year, we had an increase of 10% that we did not anticipate. 20% that we did not anticipate. And then this next year, I spoke with Paul at Horrocks Insurance. They're kind of our ICAP representative, and they project another 10% increase. So we're used to paying around $88,000, and we are looking at $115,000 for the following year. So that's one of our biggest increases. With working with that, I kept everything else in the financial admin basically the same or lowered it to make things work. The biggest difference that you will see is the transfer out, and that's simply for paying off the building. It's projected to be hopefully upwards of $250,000 at the end of this year, but we'll just kind of have to see where we land. Obviously, there was a lot of items that were brought up tonight that may be coming to council that would defer that money as well. So we'll have to watch those things as we go, but that is the biggest difference for financial admin.
Perfect. Thank you, Kelsey. Any questions in that category? I think the final closeout was the discussion on what a adjustment in the levy would look like slightly, exactly what that would mean for a $100,000, a $200,000, and a $300,000 home in our community. And then I have the three areas that council could direct that to go if that's what council wants to see.
What I did for the max levy hearing, we just have to publish exactly, we can't go above that. So I went with, I upped the general insurance and the employee benefits as high as I possibly could.
Well, I don't think those are good trigger words.
Well, if we publish it that way, we can always go lower.
Yep.
So what is on your spreadsheet there is it would, if we maxed those levies out, we would be looking at a increase in the rate of like 41 cents. You can see that on the chart, I have the 100, 200, and $300,000 houses. The static rate, which is what is presented in this budget, was the 15.22393. And then the projected tax rate. The new tax rate, if we went with the 41 cent increase, would be 15.6393. And then the difference on the end. So that's meaning that for a $100,000 house, they're additional tax liability, property tax would be $22 a year.
And then like
$4 yeah. for $200,000 and $67 for $300,000.
So which I did that math by day for a $100,000 home. So that individual difference would be one pop can and a half a day. So it's, I just was equating it to that. There were some concerns that I got a message about, like, what does this mean? Like, we are working hard. What would this mean for our home? And by making this slight adjustment, that difference for your home, for a $100,000 home, would be just over $20. For a $200,000 home, it'd be $44.97. Would you like me to describe the three categories you told me? So where staff would need direction is what council would do with that. Mm-hmm. If council did this, option one is to leave it in the general fund, which equals paying off the building, which equals the capital improvement plan and building maintenance. Is that correct?
Yes, and I would also add, so in the current budget with the rate not changing at all, we would have a transfer of $43,641 to our building fund. If we increase the levy and don't do anything else with the money, that would be a total of 91,000 that would be able to be transferred to the building to pay it off. Hopefully next year or this fiscal 23. And then we can start the capital equipment and the building maintenance that we were planning on.
Which is what JJ was mentioning with the tonner trucks. And it wouldn't just be for maintenance and construction, but that CEP that we've kind of described before versus CIP, capital improvements versus capital equipment, that fund is to be built up so things aren't a surprise that have to be pulled from other areas. So we have a built up fund to pay for capital equipment purchases and building maintenance. So that would be option. Yes. Or council, why don't you describe it? Because you're killing it.
Okay. Option two would be, of course, the sand filters or any other general fund item that was requested that I was not able to fund. And then option three, and that would, of course, include a police vehicle too, if that was the route that wanted to go. And I forget option three because
option three is wages.
Which
you've currently built in raises. And union negotiations are scheduled much later than normal, unfortunately, which we have that scheduled for March 9th. Mm-hmm. And we'll take, and then have to kind of act accordingly in reverse. But those were the three options, the leaving the general fund, which ultimately means the capital equipment program, option two, that sand filter and police vehicle, or option three, wages, are the three categories in front of council. Then my guidance, my thought would be that option one leaves the most flexibility because that is the area that's needed to be addressed most. And then
an option one might also cover option two.
And option one kind of builds into option number two as well. Yes. So that leaving it, using that levy to leave in the general fund that ultimately goes to build that capital equipment purchase and building maintenance plan. Is what we were talking about. The ability to maneuver for surprises mm-hmm. is most covered in option one.
I also don't need an answer today. We have another budget workshop following the 15th. That would just push our budget hearing to March 15th, which is not a big deal. We have it currently scheduled for March 1st, but the budget has to be turned in by March 31st. So I resign with discussion.
Well, I think that is awesome because that would be my preference, that we have open discussion, but it's a big decision. And for that reason, taking that information in and bringing it to our next budget workshop seems like a responsible plan.
So this is going to bring us an additional $91,000.
An additional $50,000. Right now, the transfer out would be 43, and potentially with this, that transfer out would be like 92. And that's and then the impact on each home is what's listed there on the far right.
Of course, you have to remember that those taxes, that's not the only thing you're paying. I mean, county taxes and, I mean, that.
Well, we our responsibility.
I know how much my taxes are. And it's, but, you know,
it's going to kick your city taxes up. This county's going to do their own thing.
Yeah, do you know what they're doing?
I've not factored in county into our job. It's clearly outside of what we are elected to work on. So
I know, but
no comment.
I know, taxes are a lot more than that. Anyway, okay.
So I welcome workshop discussion on any of the categories and departments. It's up to, we can let it all percolate and call it good for this evening. We can have any other discussion. We can do our once around.
Percolate.
Yeah.
Then we can hear from our constituents.
Yeah.
And hear from our constituents, which I might not hesitate to reach out to.
No, they know. The whole city.
Because I send them to you.
No, this is, and everyone around me I know has been on council for a budget besides this year, and we have unique challenges, and it's not easy. So thanks to all of our department heads for making the time to be here this evening. thanks to council for taking all of this in. I'm going to transition to our once around, unless have we missed anything from administration. Deanna, do you have anything for us? Okay. Sally, Kelsey, do you have anything for us?
If you plan to attend the annual dinner, please let me know.
Very good. For our once around, shall we start on the inside and work out? I'll start with Isla. Isla, do you have anything for us?
No, I don't specifically think of anything just offhand. I do thank all the department people for their hard work and information. It's very valuable to see what they need, what their dream is, and what is possible, perhaps. So,
thank you, Isla.
I don't have anything. And yes, thank you. It's always good to see you and see you around town, various places. And thanks for all your work for the city.
We have department meetings at Tuesday morning around 8:02, 8:05 a.m.
8 o'clock. Well, I could come there
if you wanted to visit. Yeah, as I was getting a little harassed today.
Were you late?
Yeah. Fran, do you have anything for us?
I think we're doing good.
Thank you, Fran. Steve.
Rock and roll.
Elaine, do you have anything for us?
I have nothing. Mm. Yes, I do. Oh. Motion to adjourn. I'm not used to this.
So I have that motion from Elaine, second from Fran to adjourn. If you're all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Fran. You guys all.